heard concurrently, we have one person registered as the applicant, so I'll invite them up now since it's a little ways to get to the stage, Mr. Klein and Mr. Boulis, I believe it is. If you'd like to read into the record, Madam Clerk.
Item 2 is an application for a plan of subdivision and zoning change from an R1M residential single-family medium district to an R2 residential two-family district at Mahatma Gandhi Drive between Helen Maba Crescent and Tommy Douglas Drive under file DASZ 31 of 2008. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and our Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing, and the following item will also be heard at the same time. Being a companion of variance application to vary the proposed R2 dimensional standards of Winnipeg Zoning Bylaw number 200 of 2006 for the establishment of 16 lots to permit lot areas ranging from 4,255 square feet to 4,968 square feet at Mahatma Gandhi Drive between Helen Maba Crescent and Tommy Douglas Drive under file DAV 145437 of 2008B.
Okay. We have registered in support, Mr. Klein, Mr. Boulis. Do you gentlemen have anything you wish to add at this point? Would you want to speak to this matter?
I'll say a few words, if you don't mind,
sure.
Mr. Chairman. I'm Jerry Klein of GenStar Development Company. This is David Boulis. He's our development manager for GenStar. We're representing GenStar and also managers of the Transcona joint venture with the City of Winnipeg. Our application is to provide additional two-family lots in the Kildonan Green project. We've already introduced this product on Tommy Douglas Drive, and it offers a complementary product to single-family homes. They are virtually single-family homes that are attached on one wall and have attached garages. So I think the councillor is familiar with the product that's already been introduced on Tommy Douglas, and we are looking to have approval to provide the same type of housing to complement the project.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions? So the only what subdivision rezoning you're requesting for here is to simply move from an R1M to an R2, correct?
Correct.
On both sides of the street in that area?
Correct.
Okay. I don't have any other questions at this time. Any, you don't have any questions? All right, we don't have anybody else registered. Anybody else registered in support that I haven't read regarding this item? Anybody else registered in support? Anybody here registered in opposition? Anybody registered in opposition to this item? Seeing none. Anybody here for information? Anybody here for information? Seeing none. I don't have any other questions, gentlemen. So I don't think there's anything else to add. Thank you very much. Councillor Thomas, if you could take the chair. I'm going to move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All in favor? Any opposed? Carried.
Aye. I'm going to move that the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Carried.
I'm going to move that the recommendation of the Winnipeg Public Service be concurred in and forwarded to the Executive Policy Committee via the priority rezoning process.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Carried.
I move the following supporting reasons. This is consistent with the neighborhood plan. This is a rezoning in an area that hasn't been developed yet from an R1M to an R2, which is one step up. The existing, as was mentioned by the applicant, the existing development has already taken place just literally around the corner from where they're proposing the same sort of product, the same sort of density. And it's definitely in keeping with the neighborhood and the residential area of the neighborhood. So it's consistent with Plan Winnipeg, and it will be consistent with the area as it's developing. So I'll move those arguments in support.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
I'll move
carried.
The public hearing with respect to this application be concluded.
All in favor? Any opposed? Aye. Carried. It's been granted, sir.
Thanks.
And I guess at this point, so I'll give the chair back to you, and you can read the things with the. Oh no, this doesn't get a few.
I have to move item number 3. Are you as well? It's being done concurrently.
Okay.
I'll move that item number 3, that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Carry.
I move that receipt of public representations be concluded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Carry.
I'll move that criteria A to D of subsection 2473 of the SUNY Winnipeg Charter set out below are satisfied.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Carry.
I'll move that the recommendation of the Winnipeg Public Service be concurred in for the same supporting reasons as previously stated.
All in favor? Any
Aye.
Opposed? Carry.
I'll move that the public hearing with respect to this application be concluded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Carry.
Thank you, Councillor Thomas. I just want to state with regards to the subdivision rezoning, the first part of the motion, please note that the committee has made a recommendation on this matter that will now proceed to council. No further representations are permitted, and all persons registered for the public hearing will receive notice when the matter is considered by council. With regards to the variance, which was just moved, please note that the committee's decision with respect to this application may be appealed. Should you wish to appeal, information on how to do so will be included in the order issued by the clerk, which will be mailed to all persons registered. And that concludes items 2 and 3.